Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner here on the Mark Steiner Show on WEAA. Let's keep that music rolling under me. And WEAA, support for WEAA is provided by Starbucks, offering handcrafted beverages. Once again now, for the last 16 years now, I think, we have been doing a winter solstice concert together with Helicon, who's been together for 28 years. Not together, they've been doing the summer solstice concert for 28 years. They're a remarkable group of men who play together and broke up as a group, but stayed friends and come together every year for the Winter Solstice Concert. And every year at this time, they join the Mark Steiner Show for a live presentation. They're in the studio now, plus one. And we will celebrate this. What you're hearing under me now is their latest CD of Winter Solstice, which we'll talk about. And we're going to let this play for a minute, come back and introduce you to our guests as we finish setting up all their instruments. Don't go away. Sorry, it's not the summer solstice. It's cold outside. It's the winter solstice, the longest day of the year coming up. So we are joined by the men of Helicon. Ken Kladner plays the hammer, dulcimer, and fiddle. Robin Bullock, guitar, sitar, piano, and mandolin. Mm-hmm. Doesn't have the piano
not,
with him.
Not all at the same time, though.
Not all at the same time?
No, still working on that.
Huh. And Chris Norman plays wooden flutes, penny whistle, and bagpipes. All these men have their own various careers as well. The newest member of the band, Brad Kladner, playing banjo and fiddle. He's in the studio. Good to have you here, Brad.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. I'm not a member of the band.
No, but
he's an honorary guest.
He's Helicon the Next Generation.
Okay. Fair enough.
Helicon, Redux Helicon 2.2, whatever that
right.
would be. Good to have you all back.
It's great to be here.
It's good to see you all here.
Thank you.
It wouldn't be like a Mark Steiner show creeping up on Christmas and the solstice without you all in the studio.
Happy to be here.
So before we play music, so what have you guys been doing with your lives in the last year?
Heavens to Murgatroyd. Why don't we start with Ken Kladner, who's basically his own cottage industry here in
right.
Baltimore.
That's true.
Yeah.
I've been doing a lot of music with my son, who's here, Brad over there. And actually, we did a new recording this year called Skipping Rocks. I put out a couple books on playing the hammer dulcimer. I've continued with my three-week retreat down in Sandbridge, Virginia, on learning to play the hammer dulcimer with master classes down there. And I guess that's kind of it. Anything else?
It's a lot.
I've been pretty busy.
And Chris, you're still gallivanting the globe teaching the flute?
I am, yeah. I run this festival workshop thing called Boxwood,
right.
And we're still running festivals in Nova Scotia and Williamsburg, Virginia, and Waipu, New Zealand.
Still New Zealand.
Yeah, which is fabulous. It's a pleasure to get down there annually. And
that's in February you do that, right?
I wish. It? Yeah. We go in early October.
Which is their...
That's part of their sort of spring break.
Spring break. Okay.
Yeah, for them. So those are all going great guns, and I'm still performing, and I'm making flutes these days. I've been apprenticing with a great flute maker for the past 6 or 7 years.
Did you bring it with you?
Yeah, I'm going to play this one.
You made that?
Yeah, I can hold it up to the microphone for your listeners.
Let them see it.
Yeah, indeed. But,
it looks like it's missing a part.
Does it?
Chris, come on.
I'll take it back. It's still under warranty. So that's been fun. That's keeping me busy.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
I remember you really were getting into that last time we talked.
That's right.
On the air together. This is a... What is a flute maker called? A luthier makes guitars and violins.
Fluthier.
A fluthier? A fluthier. I like it. A fluthier.
That's probably a good Scrabble word.
I like that. A fluthier. Did you just make that up?
I did.
Sounds good, though. Sounds very convincing.
You heard it here first. I'm a fluthier. A what? And Robin Bullock, you're now back on American soil in North Carolina.
Back on American soil, yeah. A lot of changes in my personal life this year. After 13 years of living in France and commuting all around the world to tour, I've back in America and now living in Black back Mountain, in North Carolina, America. Which I absolutely love, just outside Asheville.
It's a beautiful part of the country. Asheville's a great city.
The western North Carolina mountains, yeah, and very artsy, very musical area. And just, you know, incredibly beautiful natural scenery. So
you still playing with Tom Paxton?
Play with Tom Paxton, yeah. I'm doing a tour in England with him and Janice Ian this coming March.
Janice Ian.
Yeah, we've done a couple of tours already, Tom and Janice and myself.
How old would Janice Ian be
Janice
now?
Is in her early 60s.
Early 60s. Okay. Early I remember 60s. When that song came out.
17, yeah.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
17?
Yeah.
Yeah. Two or three, I don't remember.
I mean, raised such an uproar because it was about interracial love, remember?
Society's mm-hmm. Child, yeah.
Society's
yeah.
Child.
Yeah, yeah, right. That was, yeah, and she still performs that. And Tom just turned 76 and is going strong. He's still writing incredible stuff. He's got nearly an album's worth of unrecorded songs that are as good as anything he's ever written.
That's amazing.
Yeah, he's in great shape. I just played at the Birchmere with him a couple months ago. For his 76th birthday.
Wow.
So, yeah, a real inspiration to get to
you did. You, did you say you did
him.
Play or are going to play?
I did play.
You did play?
In early November, I suppose.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, Brad, so what have you been doing?
Oh, well, let's see. I've made the potentially regrettable decision to pursue music full time. Although I guess I'm amongst three others who play music full time. So I guess I'm in.
A wise choice.
Yeah. Okay. But now I've been playing music full time, teaching and performing with my father a fair bit. I started a radio show down on WAMU down in D.C. on their Bluegrass channel.
That's
on Saturday afternoons.
The digital channel.
The blue, yep, that's yeah. Right. It's actually broadcast over the air, 105.5 in D.C. And so I'm doing that on Saturdays and then also working to get some of the old-time community ramped up in Baltimore with this biweekly jam that we host down at Liam Flynn's Ale House down on North Avenue and then on Tuesday nights and then a square dance that I've started working on down at Mobtown Ballroom in Pigtown that we have every couple months. So, yeah, a bunch of local old-time events that I'm working on and playing and performing.
Right, and you're also doing the Strathmore Hall Artisan Residence
thing? That's
right, thing?
Yeah, down at Strathmore, the Music Center, they have Artisan Residence every year, so I'm one of the Artisan Residents for the upcoming year.
In fact, this Saturday, you are going to be simultaneously on the air on
that's
WAMU
right.
And performing in Helicon's mm-hmm, Winter Solstice
right, multitasking. Yep.
Yeah, at the same time.
The magic of radio.
Yeah. right.
You know about that one.
Yep.
So, speaking of the magic of radio, what magic are you going to bring to the airwaves right now?
We'll play something.
Musically speaking.
We brought our instruments.
Yeah,
that's a good thing.
We could play a tune or two.
We have here a hammer dulcimer.
Yes.
You have your fiddle.
Yep.
You have your guitar, and mm-hmm. There's something else over there, too?
Various other string instruments, the mandolin and the cittern.
Yeah. Banjo, mandolin, and the cittern, and lots of things, a banjo, and... Mm-hmm. Another violin. Another
that's
fiddle.
Brad's, yes. They're all... And it looks a bit like a music store over there. Yeah.
It does. And Chris?
I've got my wooden flute, which is missing a few parts.
But it looks really good on the radio.
It looks great. I'm just teasing.
So we thought we'd start off with something familiar before we head off into our usual obscure Helicon repertoire. And we thought we'd play a very recognizable Christmas carol for the winter solstice, What Child Is This? And then we'll head off and play some traditional dance tunes, an Irish reel, and a few traditional American tunes.
Perfect.
Thank you.
right. Helicon's back in the house. I love it. Woo. And this year, there's no snow. Well, there's snow on the ground, but unlike previous years when you'll have a 60-degree winter solstice.
People will actually be able to get to the concert on Saturday.
And we should do that right now. We're all doing this show, but at the concert's at 3:30 and at
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock at Crasher Auditorium at Goucher. And to get tickets, we can't talk prices on public radio, but it won't break the bank, we promise. the place to go is?
I can give a phone number and a website.
Please do. I'm on our website as well.
Okay. 410-746-8387. And the website is kenkolodner.com. That's my name, KenKolodner.com.
And we'll have that website and tell you a few more times so you make sure you get there. And the concert is just a blast. So much fun. You guys, it's interesting how you haven't lost your chops together after all these years, because you haven't been together as a group for...
Since this time last year.
Right.
Right. And for how many years have you not been a group?
98.
Right?
Yeah, 98.
When we started
touring,
yeah.
We got together last night for the first time, and we kind of looked at each other and said, well, what do you want to play?
That's pretty much how it goes every year. Yeah. In fairness, now, Ken and Brad and I have been doing a little bit of playing along the way.
Right.
They were nice enough to invite me to play on their new album, and we've done a handful of gigs this year.
Right.
So we're not completely strangers to each other. This flute player here, on the other hand.
Then you bring this guy.
Yeah, he's hiding from us. He's staying as far away from us as possible.
He looks vaguely familiar.
It is interesting, though, how you bring that topic up that we can just sit down and play. And
yeah.
I think
yeah.
there's something special about music, especially when you've played it for a long, long time. Yeah. It resides in a different part of your brain. You know, it's almost if you think about it too much, it becomes more difficult. But
right.
I like to think that it's lodged – way down in the medulla oblongata sort of thing,
Actually, last night.
Is that a fluthier term?
Right. Yeah, it is, yeah.
Yeah, last night there was
And I've got a very big one.
We don't need to know that now on the air.
Calm down. Last night there was a moment where I said to the guys, and we're playing a tune that I couldn't remember how it went. I said, oh, there it is. It just kind of like...
comes back.
And you're exactly right. If you think about it too much, it's... Yeah. Can't access it. You just got to let it come.
And we do, the three of us, do have a lot of years and a lot of miles under
right.
our belts as a group that, we will always have.
You say that with some disdain.
Well.
If you, for our listeners, just if you were to describe your music by genre, how would you do it?
Go, Chris.
we're all looking at each other.
Whoa, that's a tough one.
Well, I think it's it's traditional folk music that we use as a sort of a home base, and then from that home base we reach out into its roots and branches. So we'll reach back to its roots, like in early music and Baroque music and Renaissance and that sort of thing, but we'll also reach out, and compose our own music, sort of reaching forward. And we'll reach into some of the, in terms of this traditional folk music, I guess we have American and Celtic music as its home turf, and we'll sort of reach out from there. But, I feel like it is rooted in something, but you could also just call it world music these days.
Yeah, because you reach into native sound, Latin sound, you reach into the sounds of a Kenyan Christmas carol that you do. You can get some root music from all over to kind of blend in. The stuff
right.
that you do.
Well, we find commonalities in traditional music from all over the world. And as Chris says, in other, Baroque and Renaissance and so on, it's all music. And the things that, speaking for myself anyway, the things that appeal to me in, traditional Irish music, let's say, also are many of the same things that appeal to me in the music of Bach. I mean, it's... I see, or the music of the Grateful Dead, for that matter. I see no reason why there should be walls. I mean, I think there are different genres, yes, but I see no reason why somebody can't bounce from one to another and enjoy all of it.
And remember, last year you said Bach, you were working on this project, right?
Yes, I'm still working on it. It's been rather a turbulent life on turbulent year on the personal life front, so I haven't been able to get started. But I've been I'm hoping to get started on it in the coming year. The plan is to record all six of Bach's unaccompanied cello suites on unaccompanied mandolin.
That, right.
And of course, this
year. You did a little bit of that at the last concert.
Yeah, I've been doing it in concert for several years now. Right. Of course, this year, Chris Thiele has gotten a lot of attention for his recordings and performances of the sonatas and partitas for unaccompanied violin by Bach on solo mandolin. So I'm sort of following in his footsteps, I suppose, although I think he and I started working on these things at about the same time. But, you know, there again, that's an example of why shouldn't a traditional folk musician also delve into that repertoire? I've already done one CD, Majesty and Magic, that was the music of Bach, Dowland, and Carolyn on solo guitar. And I thought, even though the three composers have nothing to do with each other historically, I thought they fit together beautifully.
Now, here we are. We've been together now for a half an hour. We've only played one song. Do you realize
that?
So, and we have 4 minutes to break. And we're going to go to break. You want to? We can find some. You want to take us a break? Some music, or should we live, or should we
some traditional Bolivian music?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, here we go.
Yeah.
Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner. Hella Khan is in the house. I was wrong. It's been 17 years. 1996 was their first appearance here on the Mark Steiner Show, 1996.
Wow.
And 2013, every year, they're still with us. On the way back to the conversation, I take a little political break here to remind you all. I want you all to join me for the 11th Annual Annapolis Summit this January the 8th, where I interview the governor, the speaker of the House, the president of the Senate, about all the issues affecting our lives that will come before the General Assembly this session. It's your chance and opportunity to have your voice heard, ask questions of our state leaders. So please join me for the Annapolis Summit this January the 8th from 7 to 10 a.m. at the Calvert House for a live broadcast. Just go to www.steinershow.org for ticket information and be part of this 11th Annapolis Summit. And our sponsors are Stevenson University, the Maryland State Education Association, Alexander and Cleaver, Johns Hopkins Center for Livable Future, Maryland Department of Housing and Community Development, and our production partner is VPC, our media sponsor is WEAA, and our media partner is The Daily Record. So join us there. Go to steinershow.org, get ticket information, and join us in Annapolis. Hella Khan. Oh, there's
the banjo.
Banjo's here. Brad Kaladner. Son of Ken Kaladner, Robin Bullock, Chris Norman, not the sons of Ken Kaladner.
We've been called sons of other things.
Yeah, we can do that. The 28th Annual Winter Solstice Concert being held at Crash Hour Auditorium this Saturday at 3:30 and at 8:30. Do I have that right?
Yeah.
3:30 and 8, I believe.
And 8.
8. Oh, did you say 8:30? Yeah.
And you can
Winter
get
Solstice.
Ticket to the door. You can also buy them. We'll tell you again in a minute how to buy them. But you can also join us here, 410-319-8888. Tweet us at Mark Steiner. Get along to our Facebook page or write to us, steinershow@gmail.com. So?
We're going to actually
Chris Norman,
let this stallion out of the gate here, Bradley Kaladner. He's going to do some banjo and singing.
Well, we should mention that we do have, in addition to Brad coming to the concert this year, we have a whole slew of younger folks.
Really?
Because we're getting kind of old. In addition to Brad coming, we have Chris's daughter,
Marlis Norman.
Wow.
Dancing.
Who's just 1 year younger than Bradley, and she's a professional dancer. So we have two dancers. We have Marlis, my daughter, Marlis Norman, who teaches at Peabody, teaches dance and creative movement.
And Robin Bullock.
Well, three dancers.
Right. So Marlis is going to be doing some contemporary dance, sort of ballet-inspired modern dance. And then Jonathan Sroor is a world-class Irish step dancer who's going to join us.
He's the North American champion, I believe.
Yes, indeed.
And he actually came to the Winter Solstice concert as a child for many years.
Wow.
So it's all in the family.
The next generation is coming up. This
will be his third year, I believe, joining us at the Winter Solstice concert.
Those
of your listeners who have been there the last couple of years, the step dancer that blew everybody away and brought down the house, that was Jonathan, and he'll be back.
And we also have a friend of Brad's that we play with, a guy named Alex Lacquemont, and he's a bass player, wonderful player, and Elka Baker, who's a Scottish national fiddle champion and a playing partner of mine periodically, and Brad's, and all has played with all of us actually.
Wow,
friend of the band,
so
she'll be
phenomenal.
Yeah, so we got a.
So I think it's eight total.
Yeah,
eight performers.
Yeah. Quite a crew.
I love that. That's great. That's really good. I love the second generation thing coming up.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
The young folks this year are two dancers, a banjo player, and a bass player. I don't know if you can really put a band together with that.
Why not?
I guess we could. We'll try.
Why not?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Jonathan also plays the flute, too.
That's true.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, okay.
We could do that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you can do all the box
pieces
on.
Yeah.
So what are we going to play now? Which guy's going to do?
This is one off of the new album that my father and I just released, Skipping Rocks. This is called Down on My Knees.
You told me 10,000 lies. told me 10,000 lies. You told me more lies than the stars in the sky. You'll never get to heaven when you die. You'll never get to heaven when you die. To have kissed those red rosy lips, heard your lying tongue, the girl, heard your lying tongue.
Done, huh?
That's called a stop. It's a stop when you stop.
It's called a stop.
Yeah,
is that it's
like a false ending. Yeah,
stop.
Yeah. You just stop, and then you go again.
That's some of that, you know, musical technical talk.
Right.
There.
Stop.
Stop. Technical words. I need new technical words. I learned a lot today.
Ken does have a doctorate.
Yes,
PhD. Very well educated.
Epidemiologist, right?
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Epidemiologist.
Very goodly educated.
Right. Goodly educated. Yeah. Doesn't help much to play music.
It doesn't on the hammer dulcimer.
Right, no.
I'm a doctor. Who cares? Can you play?
Right. Exactly.
And you'll be teaching again this January.
Right? I will. Yes. But both Brad and I teach locally, banjo, fiddle, hammer dulcimer, and every year we do an intro to our instruments at Johns Hopkins for their intercession.
Oh, you do it at Hopkins, not at
Yeah, we
place.
Do. Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, we also teach. I have a music studio right. and teach there. But we have an intro class that happens in January.
Well, how many hammer dulcimers do you have on hand?
I have about a dozen.
Wow.
And same with fiddles. And Brad has a bunch of banjos. Mm-hmm. So and we rent
them
out. I say
these guys are a cottage industry.
They are.
Yeah. Between us, we have close to 70 students.
No.
I mean 100. 100. Yeah. Sorry, I said that wrong. About 100 students.
Wow. Who knew?
Yeah.
How many dulcimer students do you have?
I got about 35 or so.
That many?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You had not last year, year before, you had the hammer.
Hammered in Bura, yes. Didn't bring it this year.
Oh, I love that sound.
We'll bring it next year. It's a cross between the
thumb piano
and a hammered dulcimer, basically.
Love the sound of that instrument.
Imbira is an African instrument,
right.
So yeah,
that was just great. I love that. You're going to play it in the concert this year?
We have so many great guests this year that fitting it all in, we axed the imbira. I think is the
not
the decision.
I hope.
No, but I think we'll
probably hurt the axe more than right.
I think it's. I think we could do without it this year, but
I don't think so.
You think I should bring it back? I'll talk to
I'm
the guys.
I'm a huge fan of that sound.
It's a great sound.
So fine. You don't have it. Fine. So
he's not coming.
So I'm not. That's it. I'm done.
We should have consulted Mark with this decision.
Next show. No. So what are we going to play next?
Well, this is a set of ours, a set of tunes that goes way back in our history. We used to open many of our concerts with this back when we were actively touring. It starts with a beautiful old Irish reel called New Year's Day. It seems appropriate for this time of year.
Yes.
And winds through a whole bunch of other tunes before winding up with another great old Irish reel called The Maid Behind the Bar. That one goes all the way back to Ken and Chris's very first album, Daybreak, that they did back in 1985.
Wow.
So this set of tunes has a lot of history for us.
You guys have a lot of history together. So you're on the guitar on this one. You're on the fiddle.
No, I'm going to be on hammered dulcimer. I'm just getting ready for the next thing.
Tuning the fiddle to get rid of the hammered dulcimer.
I'm going to play flute and whistle.
Okay. Okay. The penny whistle?
This is a penny whistle, yep.
And your handmade flute.
That's exactly right, yeah.
Very cool. All right.
So okay. Here we go.
Just so I want people to know what they're hearing, that's why.
Thank you.
Energy.
It's fun. It's fun. And this concert is fun. We look forward to it every year.
I know.
It's a very, very joyous event.
It is. And it needs to be. It's a solstice.
Yeah.
Very special time of year. It really is.
We're going to have a great time. We already are.
The party's already started.
Right.
This is it's phenomenal. I still, it blows my mind that you guys just really only get together once a year. You know, but it goes so deep. I mean, you were Helicon for how many years?
Well, we were pretty active for, well, Chris and I go back to what, 80, early 80s.
Yeah.
Like 81, maybe? Somewhere
around
there.
Yeah, 81, 82, wow. I would say.
And then, so basically played together to 98, and you came around.
Wandered into the picture in 86.
Right.
And we toured pretty much full time through 98. That's when we went our separate ways.
That's
so
amazing.
It's a long history. Yeah. And we've been, as you say, we've been doing the Winter Solstice Concert, you know, continuously every year while we were active and since then. It's been an unbroken tradition.
And, you know, I think it's fair to say that it's not really about Helicon. It's also about Baltimore.
It is.
We certainly recognize that the long-term sustainability of a concert like this could only happen in a place like Baltimore, whose community is, receptive to the kind of energy that we bring. So we feel very blessed, you know, to be
absolutely
part of this community here.
And it really isn't shocking that you can just come together and do it every day. When I say that, I realize it's wrong because, I mean, when you have the synergy you've had and the relationship and friendship you've had over the years since the 80s, you know, you come together. It's just there. It's like, you know, it's like meeting an old friend you haven't seen in a long time. The conversation just picks up. You don't miss a beat. You just party each other again, you know.
If folks realized how little effort it actually is, they probably would just not bother coming. You know?
You're judging me how much
it
is.
Exactly. No, it is. It's a lot of fun to put it together every year.
So we have 5 minutes before the end of the hour.
Do we have time to sneak another one in?
We do, but let's do this. Give out the ticket information.
Sure. Okay, so tickets are available at, I'll give you a phone number, 410-746-8387, or you can go visit the website, KenKolodner.com. That's my name, KenKolodner.com. And the concert is this Saturday, two concerts, 3:30 and 8 o'clock at Crowshire Auditorium at Goucher.
And you can also buy tickets at the door.
You can buy tickets. There's plenty of tickets available at the door, especially for the 8 o'clock show. That's the less crowded of the two.
Is it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. So I want to thank all of you again. It's great to see you guys, Ken Kolodner and Robin Bullock and Chris Norman and, of course, Brad Kolodner for being here. This is our 17th concert together on the air.
Absolutely a pleasure. Thank you so much,
Mark. Always good to see you all.
Your listeners.
And we're going to go out with this, and let me remind you as they tune up that the Mark Steiner Show is brought to you in part by MeQ. They like this underwriting. I mean, the underwriters will like to hear the music under them. Baltimore's Credit Union offering a full range of financial services. MeQ Baltimore's Credit Union is helping its members and its community prosper. When you invest in yourself, MeQ invests in you. More information, www.mecu.com. We will talk to you all tomorrow. We're going to go out with Helicon. Be there Saturday.
On the fiddle this time, and Ken and Brad, father and son, fiddle section on this one. On new CD.
Dueling fiddles.
Can you hear me from over there?
Yeah, kind of traditional fiddle tune called Austin.